grandma. She's a player with a knife. She says, put that down. You're gonna get hurt. And she calls him little bastard. And she says it to his face. He said, don't call me little bastard. Call me Snake.
Hailing from Detroit, Michigan, that's the Junk Monkeys doing their version of The Cure's Boys Don't Cry. Wrapping up that short set of music that's getting us up to the midnight hour. Before the Junk Monkeys, how about some Ass Ponies from Cincinnati, Ohio with a Little Bastard? Ass Ponies, if you did not know this, original drummer David Morrison hails from Pittsburgh, but wanted to play some Ass Ponies in that set. Why? Because I can. Also played some Wire in there from the Chairs Missing album and Outdoor Miner. let's take care of a little business, and then we've got a mock to get into here on 88.3 FM. It is WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Paul, and this is Viva La Mock.
Wait, who's there? Who's that? WRCT Pittsburgh, no!
WRCT is on AOL Instant Messenger. Our screen name is WRCT883. Send us a shout-out so we can make fun of your atrocious spelling. Send us a request. Send us anything. We're bored. WRCT, 88.3 FM on your radio, WRCT.org on the internet, and now WRCT883 on AOL Instant Messenger. In the language of the kids today, we're the bomb. That's right, isn't it? That's what the kids say. We're the bomb, correct?
You're listening to WRCT, Pittsburgh. You're listening to the Deep Blues Hour here on WRCT Pittsburgh. My name is Steve, your host for the next 60 minutes of classic and traditional blues. In this next hour, we're going to hear from Sleepy John Estes from West Tennessee, along with his buddy, Homesick James. Also, Reverend Gary Davis, live in concert, mid-1960s. As well as Otis Rush, live at Montreux Jazz and Folk Festival 1986. It's all coming up here on this hour of the Deep Blues Hour. Let's start off the program with Philip Walker. Here he is from a disc called Working Girl Blues. This is Brother Go Ahead and Take Her. Philip Walker here on the Deep Blues Hour.
I'm holding on. Brother, go ahead and take her. I'm just worn out from holding on. Don't worry about my feelings. They are already dead and gone. Brother, go ahead and take her. But I sure hope that you can see gonna cheat on you. Just like she did on me. Rather go ahead and take her. Welcome to my misery. You love her. Once I did too. I know you think she's heaven, but I know the hell she's gonna put you through. Thank you.
have a go ahead and take her. You better get it while you can. Don't start making, or you know no long range plans. I'll guarantee you, I'll make a bet with you. You won't be her last man. No, you won't.
Attic Records joins you in supporting WRCT. Attic Records, located in Millvale, is open 7 days a week, providing new and used records and CDs. From metal to hip-hop, reggae to doo-wop, and all stops in between, Attic Records has new releases and used. Family-owned and operated, Attic Records pays for quality used records and CDs with no collection too big or too small. You can visit Attic Records today or call them at area code 412-821-8484.
how'd it go down? This little girl don't like me late. How'd it go down? She sure got what it
tune right there from Otis Rush, recorded live at the Montreux Jazz and Folk Blues Festival, 1986. There he was with Crosscut Saw, live version there from Eagle Records. We also heard from Johnny Copeland from his LP called Texas Twister, out through Rounder Records, 1983. And then I'd Go Now from Johnny Copeland. All right, up next, let's hear from, well, this is a nice little combo. Hound Dog Taylor, Little Walter, and others. Odie Payne, I think Dillard Croom as well. Recorded live at the American Folk Blues Festival in 1967. Here he is with You Be So Fine, Hound Dog Taylor, on the Deep Blues Hour.
Papa, why can't we telegraph while riding a horse?
Son, there ain't no one to blame but Jeffro. He was riding old Betsy the Stallion, tip-tapping away at his telegraph, when blam! Ran right into the side of the saloon.
Well, if Jeffro can't do it, neither should you. Don't text and drive.
Visit StopTextStopWrecks.org. A message brought to you by the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration, Project Yellow Light, and the Ad Council.
I'm gonna tell you about a rule in my den. My crying case night. I've really ruled my den. You get ready around my mate. I usually be my friend. Come and call me, baby. Real, real high. Come and call me, baby. Tell the dad that my crying case night. I've really ruled my den. Don't get ready around my mate. I bring you to be my friend. Call you want me, call you don't. Got anything I want, I'll call up any brother, call this King Snake. Then I really rule my day. I'm gonna get your hand on my mate right now. Are you ready for to be my friend? Well, crawl up in your window, crawl up in your door. Got anything I want, I'm gonna crawl up on your floor. I'm a crying case night, yeah. I'm talking about a real rule my day. Don't want to get around my man, mate. I really use you to be my friend. Hey, man, play the guitar. Can you play? Keep calling to them. They are down coming crying with a king snake. Black snake. I keep on crawling around in wild go. I'm gonna keep on crawling in bed. Till I give it, then I won't. Oh. I've let a one bear back. I want a real back. I'm a crawling king snake, and I really rule my day. Hey, king snake, can you play it? Can you play it? Can you play, king snake? Can't play it, don't come around me no more.
Halloween, pull that mask on me. Come on, brother.
Saw no hat, pair of shoes. I found an old coat laying around in my room. I really got rough in my room last night. I've been mistreated, feeling kind of low. Don't like to be mistreated. Yes, I'm feeling low. I've seen all that stuff. I really got rough. Somebody had to go. Every time I look at you, you make me so mad. I don't know what to do, that I can't see how a man like me could ever fall for someone like you. I can. Every time I pull up, you pull me down again. I've got enough same old stuff. Can't let you pull me down again. Yeah. Yes, yes. Can't let you pull me down again.
There you are, Jesse Thomas, and all that stuff from a Blacktop release called Looking for That Woman. Before Jesse Thomas, we heard from Homesick James and the Hypnotics from their album called Sweet Home Tennessee. That was Crawlin' Kingsnake from Homesick James. All right, up next, we're going to hear from Reverend Gary Davis. This is off of the box set called Demons and Angels. 12 Gates to the City, concert performances made 1962 through 1966. Here he is. This is the Whistlin' Blues from Reverend Gary Davis on WRCT, Pittsburgh.
I'll come along as a young man, you know. Hadn't no been nowhere, you know, and I decided I'd make up my mind I would go somewhere. Enjoy my life. Give me your attention now, folks. I didn't want to go no short distance. I wanted to go a good ways, long ways, so I could have some truth to tell. I decided I'd go to Los Angeles, California. Just kind of bloom around there a little while. Find out just how I would like it. I done around, got money enough to get to California. Show you what a greenhead man would happen to him. Spent all my money, you understand, buy this ticket. After buying this ticket, you know, and getting to this place, when I hit the ground, you know, I thought about getting me a pack of cigarettes, and I didn't have one dime in my pocket. You know that was something bad. I still wouldn't let it worry me. all dressed to death and broke to death too. I never thought about myself till I looked up at the sun. The sun was going down. Nobody could ever meet you, understand, that didn't show any kind of smiles on their faces. So I went on and on, kept on stomping and dancing around there, trying to liven myself up now. Didn't have nothing to liven myself up with. I wasn't kind of pit, you know. I happened to look back. I don't know what called me to look back. I looked back and I saw a tall girl come along. She'd made up, you know, when they're made up good, I call them pony built, you know. She had hair like Mary, and I believe she walked in like the Lord. I kept on looking at her. You know, man, we'll look at a good-looking woman. I kept walking, put the pit. I said, well, I don't really know how to get you to talk to her, no how. She's looking at me, and I was looking at her. I got to walk and put the pit, you know, she whistled at me. I stopped, you know, boy. I see that she wasn't going to catch up with me. I broke out again, started running, walking. The sun is going down. I want to get where I can hear something going on if I didn't know nobody. She threw it at me again. I stopped in, you know, and I stayed there. She walked up to me. First thing she done, she threw her arm around me and gave me a slap in the mouth. God, man, you know, I felt like then I owned $1 million like that. She said, come on, let's go around here to the liquor store. Let's get us something to drink. She carried me around, like, you know. She bought a jar, she bought a quart of this year, the best kind of whiskey to call, Rock and Rye. She put a quart of it in a pocketbook. And a pint in the bosom. Says, come on, let's go down here where the dance is. I got to play around. So I got my head bad, you know, my nose twisted. And I didn't care. Didn't know whether I was going to get killed or not. Well, I didn't think that. I had that on my mind. You know, that girl sat down there and comes to playing that thing they call the whistling blues. Very high range she done that thing. She had one arm around me while she's picking that piano, so I'm like this. Listen. Thing is, this I done gone in there. It was a while she put the bottle to her mouth and then sat me in the mouth, gave me a kiss, me, and threw the bottle in my mouth. I got told the police I didn't care. I said, whoop the thing for me, miss. She comes to play. Then she comes to singing that thing. You hear that?
As a public service to the listeners of WRCT, we have compiled a short list of items you should not have in your possession at the present time. 1. A muscle car. 2. A Betamax. 3. Acid-washed anything. 4. A members-only jacket. 5. Stirrup pants. 6. Asbestos. 7. Hummelware. 8. Sweet and Low. 9. Copies of Dynetics or Megatrends. And 10. A radio not tuned to 88.3 FM. If you do have any of these items, WRCT suggests you get with the program.
Committing murder, baby. Well, in San Quentin, I'm bound to go. Well, I have committed murder, people. Well, in San Quentin, I'm bound to go. Well, now I'm telling all you people, well, I love my baby so. Well, now when I get in San Quentin, baby, will not be water all around. Well, now, when I get in San Quentin, baby, will not be water all around. Well, now, if I try to escape, baby, well, I'm going down. Slowly walked away. Well, now I'm telling all you people, well, I'll be back some old day.
No! Why you locking the eye there?
Now I got a girl in brown. She lived down on Bulletin Lane. Now I got a girl in brown. She lived down on Bulletin Lane. But my gal was so mean, I'm scared to call her name.
A song entitled The Down South Blues. That's from a Yazoo release called I Ain't Gonna Be Worried No More. Sleepy John Estes there. And Down South Blues. Plus we heard from Sydney Maiden, author of an album called Trouble and Blues. That was the San Quentin Blues, recorded 1961 from Sydney Maiden. All right, up next, let's hear from Sonny Boy Williamson, along with his buddy Memphis Slim, from a release called Blues in the Memphis Night that came out through United Records back in 1959. This is I Could Hear My Name A-Ringin'. This is Sonny Boy Williamson and Memphis Slim here on WRCT Pittsburgh.
Hear my name ringing all up and down the line. I know I can hear my name ringing all up and down the line. And I don't believe I'm doing nothing or gradually throwing away my time. Now I know, or you don't love me. Say you love me, I believe you fell in love with so and so. Now I believe I go back down to Tennessee or somewhere. Come on, baby. Thank you.
My mother was always very active and independent, and she was familiar with her neighborhood. But one day, she stopped at the stop sign for much longer than usual. She wasn't even really sure where she was at.
It's important for you to talk to someone about it. I felt so much better after my son told me, Mom, we'll figure it out.
When something feels different, it could be Alzheimer's. Now is the time to talk. Visit alz.org/ourstories to learn more. A message from the Alzheimer's Association and the Ad Council.
You on the run.
Yeah.
When the clock strike two,
yeah.
Tell me what you gonna do.
Yeah.
When the clock strike three,
yeah.
Little girl, I want you free.
Yeah.
When the clock strike four,
yeah.
She said, oh, daddy, let's roll. Started rolling all over again.
Yeah.
When the clock strike 11,
yeah.
Don't you feel like you was in heaven?
Yeah.
When the clock strike 12,
yeah.
I got mine, see, all down in the well.
Crying won't ease your mind, and I'm begging you to come on in this house, yeah, this old house. When you hear me hollow, oh yeah, yeah, yeah. I love you so. If I had $1 million, I'd give you every dime. Just to hear you call me daddy one more time. I'm begging you, I'm begging you. Come on in this house, yeah, this old house. When you hear me hollow, oh yeah, 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 I love you so. Y'all better watch yourself this morning. come back, baby, cause I'm to blame. I got myself a woman, you can have your man, and I'm begging you, I'm begging you to come on in this house. Yeah, this old house, when you hear me holler, oh yeah, 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 I love you so. Mr. Bob, if you don't mind coming.
Part of the greatness of Baldwin is that he also knows how thick white supremacy is in the souls of black people. That the lie has been something that too many black people have consented to. So if you really believe you're less beautiful, less intelligent, less moral, if you run around scared, intimidated, and fearful all the time, and laughing when it ain't funny, and scratching when it don't itch, you're just gonna wear a mask your whole life. Says the only thing that can break the back of fear is love.
That's Cornel West, and this is Alternative Radio. I'm David Barsamyan. This edition of AR features Cornel West and Eddie Glaude Jr. on James Baldwin's legacy. James Baldwin was one of the most significant figures of the 20th century. In this moment of racial reckoning, his life and work are being discovered and rediscovered. James Baldwin was born in 1924 and died in 1987. He graduated from high school in New York, but was otherwise self-taught. He said, "I love America more than any other country in the world. That's why I reserve the right to perpetually criticize her." And criticize he did. In his classic essays such as The Fire Next Time and Notes of a Native Son, and his novels Go Tell It on the Mountain and Another Country, he wrote about the white power structure, systemic racism, police brutality, sexism, homophobia, inequality, and predatory capitalism. To talk about James Baldwin are our guests today, Eddie Glaude Jr. and Cornel West. Eddie Glaude Jr. is the Distinguished University Professor of African American Studies at Princeton. He's the author of Begin Again, James Baldwin's America and Its Urgent Lessons for Today. Cornel West is Professor of the Practice of Public Philosophy at Harvard. He's the author of many books, including Race Matters and Black Prophetic Fire. The program was moderated by Maya Marshall. We begin with Cornel West.
Eddie Glaude is a custodian of a rich inheritance and a caretaker of a great tradition of a hated people that still keep dishing out these levels of truth and beauty. So this is why to engage with somebody like Baldwin, who exemplifies the highest levels of greatness, the courage to think critically, the courage to generate hope, and to practice hope is to be connected to the best of one's tradition to understand what has gone into the making and molding, and to make that tradition available to the whole world, because the whole world's dealing with levels of different catastrophe. People have been able to somehow keep on pushing. And so that's what you actually get in Begin Again. And let's just be honest about it. It's the tear-soaked, blood-soaked, and yet soulful tradition.
First of all, there's a line that there's so many lines in Jimmy that will blow you away. But there's a moment in Istanbul, he's being interviewed by Ebony. And he uses Begin Again, and Baldwin is sitting there, and it's 1970, I think. And the interviewer asks him, what then about hope? Baldwin
retreats.
Remember
exactly
Istanbul
what he said. I remember what he
what
said.
Did he say? What did he say?
He said, hope must be invented every day.
That's our tradition.
That's God. Our tradition. Now, hope is not abstract. It's a verb. It's motion. It's movement. It's deed. It's praxis. And you got to be improvisational about it. You got to be jazz-like about it. You got to be blues-like about it. You better reinvent that thing every day. Good morning, heartache. I got to reinvent my fortifying reason.